My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's talk some dogs.
Sure.
Barbara, first and foremost, welcome back. Thank you. And how are you doing?
I am so good, and I am so thrilled to be back for another year. And this football season, holy mackerel, is it football we're playing now?
It is. It's here. This is a big weekend. And obviously, Barbara, you know, expectations is something that you and Vince, you guys became accustomed to, right? I mean, and we've seen this with Kirby. Before the start of the season, all the conversation is about what's going to happen, what we're going to do. And we start the season against Clemson on Saturday, 12 noon. Clemson is ranked in the top 25. Georgia, obviously, is the number one team in the country to start the season. So tell me what you think about – You know,
wait a minute. I'm going to take you back.
Okay.
I'm going to take you back in time because in the 80s, Clemson was one of our most fierce rivalries.
Yeah.
We won the national championship in 1980. And in 1981, Danny Ford and the Clemson Tigers won the national championship. And so in 1982, we were playing Clemson in Athens, Georgia. Back then, the students were on the quarter system, and they were all back for the game. First game of the season, night game, which we never had. The town was crazy. Now, Sanford Stadium back then didn't have lights, but the TV said they would give Georgia $50,000 to rent lights. Well, Georgia's athletic director was also Vince Dooley, and I'll have to tell you, he had his first dollar framed, so he didn't take money lightly. So he took the $50,000 and added more to it and put in permanent lights for the first time at Sanford Stadium. We got permanent lights.
Wow.
Now, Herschel, in the meanwhile, was on the bench. He had broken his thumb. The stadium was crazy. So the first play of the second half, Vince put Herschel in. And the stadium erupted. I'm talking erupted. So they line up. Now, this is what is so interesting. Coach Bill Lewis was our defensive coordinator back then. And we bent several times, but we didn't break. I'll never forget this. And so Herschel gets in, and they line up, and everybody knows Lastinger, who is our quarterback. But Clemson quarterback was an Athens boy. And he had gone, his name was Homer Jordan, and he had gone to Clemson. So he was lined up against Lastinger. Well, they put Herschel in with his broken thumb. The stadium's going crazy. They snapped the ball, and of course, the whole Clemson defense thinks Herschel's got the ball. When a young little fella named, I can't remember what his real name was, but we called him Electron. Electron came running from the other side of the field, lashing their fake to Herschel, gave it to Electron. He almost walked in the end zone.
Wow.
But got a penalty.
And I'm sure Vince was livid, right?
Right. But it was the most exciting. Back then, every game was exciting. In 84, Butler, against Clemson, kicked the longest field goal he had ever kicked. I remember it was a 60-yard field goal.
Mm.
And it won the game. It would have won the game for us, but he pranced into the end zone with his number one finger up, and we got a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, man.
Penalties. And may I say, yeah. Dooley was beside himself, and we tied Clemson that year.
Great game.
So we had some exciting games with Clemson.
Well, and this weekend, you know, I want an exciting game, but I want the Dogs to be victorious, and that's what we've been talking about all week, Barbara. It's Barbara Dooley, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. Barbara, let me ask you about, you know, Carson Beck, because you said this last year at the end of the season, and we were talking about Mike Bobo, and you said he's doing a great job, and we agreed. Mike Bobo did a great job. But Carson Beck is coming in with a lot of hype. People are saying he might be in the Heisman hunt. Some people call him the best quarterback in the country. And, you know, you got to handle all of that. But that makes you feel good if you're a Dog fan knowing that your quarterback is looked at upon like that.
Well, Carson's just got to prove it.
Yep.
That's all I can say. We all think he's great. And I think he thinks he's great. And quarterbacks have to have that attitude. You know that.
Yeah.
They can't go out on that field thinking that they're less than. So he's going to go out there with everything behind him he can possibly have, with the attitude that he's going to beat Clemson. And we'll see. Can he back it up? I think he can, but we'll have to see. It's going to be a fierce football game. Do you think Dabo isn't ready?
Oh, you know what? Barbara, I'm glad you said this. It's Barbara Dooley, guys, brought to you by Kroger. Kroger, fresh for everyone here on Dukes and Bell. You're right. I think all offseason, even going back to the end of last year, he's been getting nothing but criticism. He is going to have his guys ready. You were right about that.
Yep. So it's going to be a barn burner. I'm kind of sad it's at noon. There's nothing better than one of these games at night. Oh, it's so awesome. But I will tell you, I never made the whole game. I was always so nervous and so sick. I would be in the stadium in the fetal position with my eyes closed until it was over. So I couldn't watch the final plays.
Barbara.
But guess what?
What?
It's not my team. Poor Mary Beth is going to have to be in the fetal position.
Kirby's wife. Barbara, let me ask you. We talked to you at the end of the season. But did you make some trips? What'd you do, by the way, this offseason? Where'd you go?
Oh, man, I've been everywhere. I told everybody I knew when Vincent died, do not invite me anywhere because I'm going. And they did, and I think I'm now like rotten fish. Nobody's inviting me to do anything. I wore out my welcome. But I had an audience with the Pope.
Wow.
And I whispered, go dogs.
That's incredible.
And he blessed me. So I feel like that the whole Dog Nation got a blessing.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great story. So, yeah, and you know what? I mean, Barbara, come on. You met the Pope. You had a great offseason, right? Incredible
right.
stuff. Incredible.
I just got back from Santa Fe. I went to the Indian market. Awesome trip.
What did you
absolutely.
What'd
they
you
have no clue. Huh?
What'd you bring back?
Some feathers.
Man.
Barbara Dooley here with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go ahead.
One more question.
Yeah.
How many points? I just bet yesterday. I don't usually bet, but I bet a Chick-fil-A dinner that Georgia would win by 14. What do you think?
Well, that's the spread for the game, so you're right on point with that. That's what odds makers are telling you is going to happen. I just think it's going to be a very good defensive game. I think Dabo and and Kirby, you know, two great defensive minds. I think it'll be low scoring, which makes it harder to cover that number unless Georgia just completely dominates them, which is very much in the realm of possibility.
And by the way, real quick, Barbara, we just had one of our listeners say that gentleman's name was Tron Jackson.
The gentleman called him Electron. Yeah.
Yes. One of our listeners just hit us up and said his name was Tron Jackson. And you guys, his nickname was Electron. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly. See, I do remember something. but I want to tell you that Coach Smart and his family are now my neighbors.
They moved in next door?
They moved in across the street, so we have Coach's Corner down here in Athens, Georgia.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
It is. It is. And Kirby's ready. I know he's got the guys ready. And I know that you will be ready as well on Saturday. We're looking forward to these visits, Barbara. It's going to be a great year. We get some new teams that we haven't seen on an SEC schedule. You know, Georgia goes to Texas this year. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be talking about it with you each and every week, brought to you by Kroger. So thank you again so much, and we are just glad to have you back.
Thank you, and go Dawgs!
Go Dawgs! There she is, Barbara Dooley. I told you guys, and listen, if that's your first time hearing her, it gets better. Like, it just, as the season amps up, she just continues to tell you incredible stories and memories and things, and her great husband, Vince Dooley, and how they went through situations, and it's just great. All right, we're coming back. We're live at the Tour Championship. It's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Braves Braves on the road against the Phillies. They're riding a five-game road win streak. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. We are live at the Tour Championship. And again, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up 5 o'clock, we'll hit some Falcons conversation. They trade one of the quarterbacks last night. No, neither one of the ones you're thinking about. They did trade Taylor Heinicke to the Chargers for a seventh-round pick, as Zeno confirmed today, that becomes a potential sixth-round pick. We'll get more into that, and we'll also let you hear Raheem Morris coming up here in just a second as well, as he spoke to the media, and Bijan Robinson talking to the media as well. So we'll hear that coming up at 5 o'clock. Real quick, Braves note, Turtle just told me Urshela injured. Is that right? And he is going to be out for tonight's game?
So this will be the second straight game he has missed. Carl, he's got a bad groin.
Oh, okay.
You know what that's like you have a bad groin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And those can ail you for a while. So
stretch those out, you know.
You do. Who's stepping in?
That would be Luke Williams, who has played pretty well, sparingly this season.
He's got a couple of hits last night.
Yeah, he's a guy that can play multiple positions along the infield and as well make an outfield spot if he has to. Gio Urshela is a better player, but it's not. The downgrade is not the same as what you lost when you went from Riley to Urshela.
That's fair. Charlie Morton on the mound. This is the biggest series, and we're not overselling this. This is the biggest series of the season, simply because you can make this very interesting heading into September.
Tonight boils down to simply, do you get good Charlie or do you get bad Charlie? There's only two starts you get from Charlie
Morton. I want good Charlie.
Six innings, one run, or you get five and a third of six runs.
Can I get good Charlie?
If you do, the Braves are going to have a chance to win the game. If you get bad Charlie, it'll be over early. Beat the traffic.
I am shocked they swept the Twins. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah,
that's a good team.
It is.
Especially on the road.
And the way Chris Sale dominated last night. I mean, this is why I said he's the front runner for the Cy Young. And if you're not on board, get on board. Chris Sale, 15 wins now in the season. It's not the wins, guys. It's the way that he's done it and the games in which he's done it, where the Braves have desperately needed him to step in those situations where you knew you weren't getting offense, Z.
That's the point.
And he just was like, cool, I'm going to give up a run, maybe. And he's just been dominant, man.
15 wins isn't hard to accomplish when you get 5.5 runs of support every start. 15 wins is really hard to accomplish. Remember the old Zach Greinke, Cy Young, Felix Hernandez, Cy Young.
Yep.
You know, those guys who only won 12 or 13 games
Jacob
because their team
DeGrom
only scored 3.5 runs per support. So that means your ERA has to be under 3, which Chris Sale's it. I mean, this is really a high-level performance. I got to tell you, I mean, I honestly poo-pooed the idea of Sale winning the Cy Young up until about a month ago. You know, and when Skeens really started to tail off and, you know, looked like he might be shut down and the performances were starting to get a little less dominant, you thought maybe the league started a little bit to get enough tape on him to figure out. But Sale keeps getting better and better and better. And, you know, imagine having a future when the season started on Chris Sale to win the Cy Young. Dear Lord.
Yeah. I mean, look, I wasn't worried. I know a lot of people were based on the injury history. I just had talked to some people who were close to him and said, he's ready. And when you see him pitch, you're going to see what we're talking about. And I was like, okay. I'll have to wait and see. And then after start one and two and three, and you just kind of felt the momentum building, he's gotten better as the season's gone on. And by the way, you know, we always talk about this real quick while we're talking about the Braves, and then I'm going to let you hear Raheem Morris. We always talk about guys never recapturing what they did 4 or 5 years ago. He has. He's recaptured it, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the rare thing that we talk about in sports. Oh, he won't be as good as he was 5 years ago. Chris Sale is. He might be better this year. And so that's why it is unusual to see him doing what he's doing. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear from Raheem, because everybody wants to know about what the deal is with Matthew Junon and Justin Simmons. Raheem Morris addressing both guys today.
Okay, so Matthew, he's a little further along, obviously, because he was practicing all this time and out where he was at. And so we got him already beefed up into his rep counts. We got him beefed up into full individual. But the personality of Matthew just comes out more and more every single day. And he is live wire. He is a guy who knows a lot of football. He is high intelligence. He is high instinctual. And he brings a little bit of the edge, and he brings a little bit more fun to a practice. Even when you get him and you trick him on something, he's able to very loudly and very clearly articulate that to the offense. Oh, I knew that was coming, but you got me. And it's a lot of fun with him. Where Justin's being kind of, I'm kind of just letting the rope out slowly with him, and now we're starting to get to some team plays and do some of those different things. And you're starting to see really the intelligence of Justin and how fast he's able to pick it up and communicate with Jesse or Grant or whoever's out there, or even Alfred at the nickel spot and some of those spots, and how detailed he is in his work, and just a true, absolute professional. So there are different points, but the two guys' personalities are really ringing out, and the character behind both of them in their own different way are really starting to mesh well with our football team.
You heard him say edge, that Judon has some edge. We need that. It's what I was most excited about when we picked him up.
You mean setting the edge or just that personality edge or edge. Both?
Both.
Yeah,
both.
There you go.
Both. But specifically the edge of attitude and, you know, a guy that's not afraid to take somebody's head off and doesn't care. Like that, we need a little bit more of that. If you feel like we have it, I felt like we haven't had that in a few years. But that's something that he adds on top of just his playmaking. Here is Raheem Morris talking about Simmons. He was asked whether or not Simmons, based on what he just told you, he said that Judon is a little bit further along. Simmons, they're picking things up, but obviously he's getting the install, right, of the defense, and Jimmy Lake is working with him. So is he going to play week one? This is what he said about Justin Simmons.
Okay, so Matthew, he's a little further along, obviously, because he was practicing all this time and out where he was at. And so we got him already beefed up into his rep counts. We got him beefed up into full individual. But the personality of Matthew just comes out more and more every single day. And he is live wire. He is a guy who knows a lot of football. He is high intelligence. He is high instinctual. And he brings a little bit of the edge, and he brings a little bit more fun to a practice. Even when you get him and you trick him on something, he's able to very loudly and very clearly articulate that to the offense. Oh, I knew that was
talking about what he just did. I want you to hear what he said about Simmons and whether he will be ready and playing week one for the Falcons against the Steelers.
I do. You know, how much, that'll be determined within the next couple of weeks in the preparation that we move forward when we get into the Steelers preparation. But I certainly think he's going to be one of the major contributors to us throughout.
Okay. Thank you so much. And my man Dom is taking over for Eric, stepping in. Big O had a sick kid today. So, Eric, thank you for being there, and Dom has stepped in. Zeno, real quick, give me your impact of these two guys. Listen, we talk about guys. Can one guy change an entire complexity of a defense? The answer, obviously, is yes if he's that dominant. But I think you got two guys that are you know, potential Pro Bowl players this year. Hell, I don't know. One of them might be an All-Pro when it's all said and done, and I hope so. But how much do they change this defense from just what you thought about it 2, 3, 6 weeks ago to what you're now thinking about it going into the Steeler game?
I mean, I don't know that anything has changed for me going into this game. Again, Carl, I look at this team very simply. Even with the additions of Simmons and Judon, which are great additions, I don't think anybody's going to deny that. Not about the defense. It's never going to be about the defense this year. This just in. This is not a top 10 defense. Let's end the conversation right there. There's nothing for me that makes you believe that they're going to. They could. I suppose they could be. I just don't see it. It's really hard to go from like 23rd to like 8th in 1 year.
Yes, but the way you do that
is you get better players like they have.
That, but you get turnovers, Zeno.
Sure. Okay.
Turnovers.
Now, if you want to talk about factors in the defense, yes.
Yes, because turnovers turn you into a top 10 defense, even if you don't have great personnel. Because turnover differential.
What are we talking about? We talk about top 10 defense. Are we talking just about total, like the ranking of total defense, of yards allowed?
Well,
we talk about sacks. We talk about turnovers. I mean, all different categories,
yes,
right?
Yes, but I think the sacks will be up. But when you talk about, if you were to tell me going into the season, to your point, they'll be top 15, right? Now, all right, this looks like a top 15 defense, which is better than being in the top 20 or the upper 20s. You can easily get into the top 10 by turnover differential.
If you told me at the beginning of this year that they are a top 15 defense, they are in the top half of the league, and they're between 15, let's even call it as high as 12.
Okay.
I say this team's in the NFC Championship game. I would make that bet right now. If you guaranteed me that this was a 15 to 12 defense, this is the team that's in the NFC Championship. The offense is too damn good and too loaded and too talented to not have a defense like that complements them and then be able to win every game and damn cover every game. Like, that makes them nearly unbeatable. Where was the Lions' defense last year? My computer's overheating. Somebody look it up for me real quick. I mean, right? Like, that was a prime offense.
It was.
Right?
It was.
It's hard to be the Niners, or you got a top five offense and a top five defense. It's really hard to be those teams. There are only one or two of them every year that are even top 10. But if you take a team like the Lions and give them a top 12 defense last year, they beat the Niners. They don't lose that game because their top 12 defense allows them to hold on to that lead and gets them the ball back a little more and creates more scoring opportunities. The point simply is that this team is built around offense. I don't care what the defense does. I want them to be effective.
I do.
I want them to make stops.
Yes.
I want them to help the offense win games. I'm not going to get hung up on any numbers.
Listen.
I want this to be a good situational defense. Get off the field on third downs late in games.
Well, that's what we didn't do last year.
Okay. Create the turnovers when needed. Put your offense in successful positions to win games. Get a couple of goal line stops. Those things, the game within the game, if they do those well, this is a good enough offense to take care of the rest.
We're coming back. We got a lot more to get to. More with Bijan Robinson coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Guy Talk's coming up. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever taken your car in for service and they say, hey, leave the car with us? And then you call to get an update on the car and then they say, yeah, you've got about, 30 cars in front of you and we're going to need more time. Then why did you ask me to bring the car and drop it off to you when you did? I will tell you this story when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Crowds, the sensational golf, the thrilling finish, and
now more PGA Tournament coverage continues with Dukes and Bell live from the landing at the Tour Championship
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yes!
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the play. Live at the Tour Championship. Big shout out to Rob and Rico, bartenders right here at Bushmill. Here's the deal. Big shout out also to Marvin. We've been having a good time here today, man.
Yeah, buddy.
You just told me something I'm completely confused on.
What's that?
Will you explain it to me?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm your friend. I'll tell you anything
you want to hear. Okay, because I didn't understand what you were saying, because this gets into dating apps, which apparently – can I put your business out there? Zeno's on.
What if my business isn't out there?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, hell, you know, maybe you're like, I don't want anybody to know. I don't know. All right, with that said, Zeno is on these dating apps.
And they're miserable, every single one of them.
Well okay. But you just said something to me, and I have to explain to our listeners what happened with me and one of my car services, because I just want people who service vehicles, and I know there are tons of guys and ladies around the city who do a terrific job in trying to get your car back to you in a timely fashion. I get it. You guys are backed up. You don't have enough help. I understand all of that. But I do have an issue when you cannot be completely honest with me and you tell me to bring my car in, and then I call.
And then I got
to
wait.
The next day. You've had it for 24 hours, and then I give you an additional 6 hours and say, hey, is there an update? And you're like, yeah, there's 30 cars in front of you. You could have told me that when I brought you the damn car.
Yep.
So I am just like, today, I got here, I took one of my cars in for service, and the deal is it needs – there's a part that needs to be replaced, and, you know, like the touch screen on the car, it's peeling. And if you've ever had this happen, they need to basically order a whole new screen, okay? And so I know that. My wife knows that. Anybody who's seen it knows that. But you know what they told me, Zeno? We gotta run a diagnostics.
Of course.
Let me run it for you. The screen is peeling and it needs to be replaced.
Yep.
How about that? So they ran this diagnostic, allegedly, I thought yesterday. I called today. I'm like, hey, what's the update? Because I'm ready for you guys to order this thing. And the guy goes, yeah, we hadn't even had a chance to look at it. So I said, when are you guys going to look at it? He said, maybe tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning? That's 48 hours since I dropped the car off. What are you guys doing? And at that point, he tells me, oh, by the way, you got about 30 cars in front of you. Then why did I leave the car with you guys? You could have told me, hey, you know what? You got a bunch
of cars.
It's
a bad day. Let's come bring it on Thursday.
Correct. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. So I'm at my wit's end with this whole thing about, you know, yeah, just bring it in. How many times have you called or emailed or whatever it is, and they say, bring it on in. We'll take care of it. When you know you can't take care of it, when you've said bring it in.
Customer service is a relic of a time gone by. It really has. Listen, I'm not saying it's like, oh, the customer's always right. No, that's not what we're saying.
No.
But, like, it's expectation setting.
That's it.
That's 90% of the battle in customer service.
The car is fine. You could have told me, hey, bring it next week. I'll take care of it for you. Cool. But when you say bring it now or drop it off to me tomorrow, I'm assuming you're going to get to it immediately and not call me and tell me you've got 30 cars in front of me. By the way, where were those 30 cars when I pulled up? Like, I pulled up and I dropped my car off. There was not 30 cars waiting in the service area, okay? I'm like, where did these cars come from, bro? All right, you see where I'm at.
They're way backed up.
Yeah. Let's talk about these dating apps real quick.
Oh, God.
So you're on these dating apps.
Unfortunately.
And you just said to me – You showed me one of the pictures of someone you might. Is it swiping? What are we doing?
I don't. I think you got it. It's a thumbs up or something with it.
Okay,
it's a like.
And I said, Zeno, you should probably do that after you showed me the picture, and then you said, I gotta pay. What do you mean you have to pay?
Well, listen, they nickel and dime the hell out. This is the rub of this business, right? Like the way I'm not really too tech savvy, but I understand this much. So you have like you get on the app, right? And everything is like then everything that is an exclusive is a paywall. So like what they're trying to get you to do is pay for, you know, upgraded features where they'll boost your profile in front of more people. They'll put more people in front of you.
So you're paying more as you go along,
right? And so, like, in you know, they give you like these people. They put like these high level people, which apparently like the app, you know, counts how many views they get, and then they put them all in an area, and they're like, okay, then you have to pay to go like these people. Now, eventually, they may end up in your normal feed, but they put them. They separate them to try to get money out of you to do it. Here's the rub on this.
So they've gotten your money.
Here's the rub on this. But I mean, what happens is like the amount of apps that get liked on, the amount of profiles that get liked on or clicked on or whatever. Obviously, the app tracks it, and so what they do is those ones that are liked the most, they only feed you one or two of those a day. The rest of them is that CD barrel at Best Buy that are all like 99 cents. That's the rest of the profiles you're getting. Trolls, mutants, you know, Third Eye, like, you know.
Okay, wait, whoa.
It is
everybody's
bad.
Out here looking for love, okay? Slow down.
It is bad, man. Like, I'm just like, yo, once I realize I hit the Best Buy barrel, I'm out. Like, just shut the app off and go away.
So this to click on the picture you showed me, that blonde you showed me,
yeah.
You would have had to pay a fee to have her see your profile?
No, I would have had to pay a fee to get like to like her profile.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Again, that's the
crazy.
That's the whole racket.
I'm not paying to like your profile.
Exactly my point. I'm not paying to like your profile. Come find me.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah.
How's it going, by the way?
It's miserable. It's miserable. I'd rather be awake for a colonoscopy and catheter insertion.
Why is it miserable? It's just miserable because the people you keep selecting—they're not matches, Zeno.
Well, now you're gonna psychoanalyze me.
Why is it miserable?
Because it's not conducive.
Give me an example.
It's not conducive.
Give me an example.
Okay, a very very concrete example. It's just not conducive to normal, you know, like dating decor. So, like, I think the app world has conditioned everybody to believe. To look for red flags, right? Because that's all, you know. And so everybody believes the next greatest thing is one swipe away. So the minute they find something that's slightly out of place, dump, move on to the next one, right?
So they're looking for flaws.
Well, that's all they're spotting. That's all they're looking for is flaws.
Yeah.
You know, and oh, by the way, when I got on these dating apps, I was floored. Absolutely floored. The number of people who would be like, if you voted this way, no. If you voted that way, no. Like, I'm sitting here going, let me get this straight. So, I could be a millionaire. I could be a 10. I could have a Maserati in the garage. And you don't want to go out with me because I voted a certain way? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And the other thing is, if you can't sit there and have an adult conversation with me over politics or religion or whatever it may be, and we can't talk things out like adults, I don't want to go out with you anyway.
Is this the first date, though, Zeno?
You know all I hear, Carl?
What?
Shallow.
Everybody's got to be something, Turtle. Everybody's got to be something.
Is this the first date? Are you going all in like that on the first date?
I mean, no, you don't go on. But, like, I think I got a better shot walking up to that woman right there. Right
Where?
There standing up against the ropes in the black. I think I got a better shot right there
I think
than I do
on
the
same one you just showed me on that picture.
No, it's not. It's not. I don't think she might not be here. I don't know.
It's Dukes
anybody, and Bell. Anybody who's spent any time on these apps knows they're miserable.
Well, it's
the problem. Here's the problem.
Would you stop? But you are projecting your misery for everybody else. I have friends who have met on apps, gotten married, had children.
I'm not saying it's not possible.
They are living wonderful lives. And if you ask them and they say, hey, how did you meet?
I didn't
and they
say
go,
it was impossible.
We met on the app.
The current woman I'm dating is.
I met her on an app. I didn't say it was impossible.
Well, but you said it was miserable.
I mean, again, you know what happens? Like, people ask me if I'm dating. No, I'm just feeding people. I'm taking them out for dinner and feeding people. And then they don't talk to you again.
That's
I'm
a thing, by the
drink.
Way.
I'm just a,
what is?
That's a thing, by the way.
I'm a feeder.
There's a trend online.
I'm a feeder.
On the socials to see how many consecutive free dinners
yep.
people can get.
Oh, hell no. Y'all crazy.
Yep. So when I start saying, let's go to Applebee's, you know why. Because I ain't dropping four bills on a dinner and a steak with you. That's just not happening.
What are your expectations with your first dinner? Come on, Zeno.
Have a good conversation with me. Have a good time.
Okay.
And he needs measurements sent in beforehand.
Problems always help. That's why there are pictures on these things.
By the way, I do want to mention this.
What?
No, it's sports related. It's
oh, okay. No, I thought I was going to get more psychoanalysis of the flaws in my personality.
Oh, no.
Which are many.
That was going to say, do I have to go down that road?
I mean, we could spend a whole next 2 hours
like?
Doing it.
You know what you sound like? You just told me, you go, none of these work. None of these beautiful women, these thousands of beautiful women work.
Those
They're
are the best
miserable,
my barrel.
And I hate this app.
She has a mole on her cheek. And she's not good
enough.
At some
point, Zeno, it's about you.
But you know what? Yes, 100%. I'm the flawed individual here.
Okay, stop telling me.
You know what the
thousands of women are not working.
Here's the other problem. Here's the other problem with the apps. It's like the apps are basically the biggest party on campus. And you're saying I'm not going if you're not on them. It's because where everybody is. It's where the largest pool of people to date is because they're all on the apps.
Yes, so and you should be able to find one or two.
Again, troll, mutant, you can find them all.
Oh, come
I mean,
on.
It's, you know, but like, listen, you know, I am a flawed individual, okay?
We all are.
Yeah, and I'm not afraid to admit mine to the public world and everybody in the listening span of this radio station. So just don't get me stuck in the Best Buy barrel. We're good.
Yeah, as long as your silhouette looks like Sydney Sweeney, we're fine. It's okay. Then we're good.
Don't even say anything.
I mean, hold on a second.
He got you.
No, hold on. If your silhouette looks... Never mind. Never mind. By the way, she's coming closer. I might go take my shot here.
Go shoot your shot, will you? All these women on these apps don't work. We're coming back. Falcon Report's on the way. I got to tell you something else that's sports related, but Zeno got me caught up in this profiling thing.
I think she's single.
Maybe I have a future ring. I don't know. All right, we're live at the Tour Championship, guys. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.